The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome into the latest edition of ESPN FC here on ESPN Plus. I'm Dan Thomas, joined in the studio by Shaq and Hislop. Later on in the program, we're looking ahead to that MLS All-Stars match tonight, plus a very special unveiling.
Why is it like that?
Well, because it's a good sense of like a suspense and excitement about it.
Oh, is that what you were doing? Okay.
Yes, it's very exciting. Anyway, enough of that. Let's kick things off in Helsinki, shall we? Real Madrid starting the season where they left off winning trophies as they beat Eintracht Frankfurt by 2-0 in the UEFA Super Cup. Alaba opening the scoring just before the break, then Karim Benzema making it to more trophies then for Real Madrid as we welcome in Gemma Soler, Frank Leboeuf and Stuart Robson. Robbo, this kind of went pretty much as you would expect.
Yeah, we saw Real Madrid play exactly the same way that they played last year. The combinations were just the same. The movement of Vinicius Junior with Benzema and the little one-twos they were playing was the same as last season. Casemiro defending well as the holding midfield player. Everything went according to plan. I thought they looked a very good team today. And when Eintracht Frankfurt did try and press them, they made such good decisions on the ball. When to play one touch, when to hang on to it, when to go back and when to play forward. I thought they were excellent today.
It must be so cool. It must have been like when you were in that France side, Frank. Just you meet up, everybody knows where they belong, what position they're in, where they're going to be. There is just this sense of almost unbeatability about Real Madrid when they get together and in this sort of mood.
Yeah, we feel them very confident about themselves, about their teammates, and it's like they could work, you know, even being blind, you know, they know exactly where the others are and what they're going to do, what they can expect from each other. So it's perfect. Even if physically, you know, I was a little bit concerned because they started the preseason like mid-July for some players like Karim Benzema. And I found them very sharp, you know, and I'm surprised, very surprised that they could hold the 90 minutes so well, you know. It's like Nadal, every time he played Roland Garros, he's physically perfect, you know. The Real Madrid is the same. Same blood, you know, working very hard and winning every titles.
Just that well-oiled machine, isn't it, Gemma? Is this a trophy? Is it a big deal in Spain?
Yes, and of course it is, because if you want to be one of the few clubs that has won six titles in a natural year, you, of course you have to win this Super Cup, and it's just the beginning of the season, and touching metal, it's always a good thing for a team. But yeah, it had the feeling like that final, that Champions League final in the Stade de France was last week, because we saw the same Real Madrid, reliable in the back, with so much gunpowder in the forward line. So yeah, if you win, it is a big deal. If there was a defeat, it could be something dangerous. So of course, exactly the same starting 11 as we saw in so many games of the Champions League, of course, in the final. And that feeling that with Benzema at this extraordinary momentum, of course, all Real Madrid players, coach, president Florentino Perez are claiming the Golden Ball for him, well, that powerful midfield and that support Courtois with this team, they can beat any team, of course.
Carlo Ancelotti is just the perfect person to look after this machine, it seems.
It is.
Same 11 that you put out in the Champions League final.
Keep things going, keep things ticking over for Real Madrid, and it looked just very, very easy for them. 10 days ago, we were talking about Community Shield being a glorified friendly. You could make a similar argument around this one. Eintracht Frankfurt, of course, have already started their season, beat lower league opposition in the cup, and then embarrassed against Bayern Munich. And it felt like they had a lot more to prove, a lot more to get in order in terms of how their own season progresses after that 6-1 hammering for Bayern. For Real Madrid, it's the exact opposite. For Real Madrid, this was a team who felt they're the best on the planet, who's trophy hall this calendar year suggests as much. And they went out and played exactly like that. Like, it was a celebration of the successes of last season. And though they've added players this off-season, Ancelotti went with that same 11, and this team just played like it was a coming-of-age party almost. And ridiculous to say about a team that's won as much this season, about a club that's won as much over their lifetime.
As Shaq mentioned, they haven't brought in too many people in the summer, Robbo. Obviously, one of them, high profile, is Rudiger coming in. Didn't start today. How do you think Ancelotti will have that back four set up going forward this season?
The one disappointment today for Real Madrid was a couple of mistakes by Mendy. The one where he gave the ball away and it created a chance for Eintracht Frankfurt. The other one was later on in the game, when the right wing-back went past him far too easily and got a shot away. So he's the player, I would say, that's under pressure, because Rudiger likes to play on the left-hand side. I think over the course of the season, he will almost play with... It'll be a back four when they haven't got possession, with Rudiger almost playing as a left-back. But when they've got possession, Carvajal will break forward down the right-hand side and Rudiger will just tuck across to make a back three. That's what he did at Napoli. That's what he did for a little while at one or two of the other clubs he's been at. So I think that's what he's going to do as the season wears on. But I wouldn't want to be Rudiger playing at right back. That's not his ideal position. I think he'll play on the left-hand side of a back three at some point.
Looking at it, Gemma, obviously Real Madrid have set the bar rather high going into the start of the new season, given that La Liga and Champions League double. What are the expectations going into this campaign? Is it to replicate that again?
Yes, of course, even though they know it's gonna be difficult because they are the defending champions, so every team wants to beat the defending champion, of course, in all the competitions. I was watching the Spanish TV just after that match, and they were interviewing some of the supporters, and there was so much euphoria surrounding the team, that many that some supporters say, thank God we didn't sign Mbappé, as if they decided that, because we are the best with Karim Benzema, we don't need Mbappé, we're going to do it great. And I think if these 11 guys are in that shape, they will, for sure, because as Robo was mentioning, it's like they know exactly the way they are going to play. The problem is, what if Karim Benzema has the flu, has a cold? What if Thibaut Courtois is not that fit for a while? Then they might be having some problems, especially in the forward line, because they don't have that other forward that can play in Benzema, because we had Marco Asensio, he scored 10 goals last season, he didn't play a minute, he might be leaving before the 31 of August, and Eden Hazard, he was supposed to be that man, he didn't play either. So that's the big question mark. Will Ancelotti be able to replace Karim Benzema in case he needs it? Because the season is going to be extraordinarily long, taking into account that there will be a World Cup in the middle.
Yeah, this is the big question mark, isn't it? When you take a look at that Real Madrid squad, are they deep enough up front? Well, the answer is obviously no. But this is what Karim Benzema had to say about it when asked. He said there are lots of players who can play as a number nine, because a Madrid striker isn't a typical number nine who waits for balls. You have to move everywhere. Carlo Ancelotti also has been addressing this subject, saying we've got a lot of forwards. It's a good list. Karim, Mariano, Hazard, Rodrigo, Vinicius, Asensio. When you're missing the best forward in the world, Benzema, of course, that affects the team. But we have solutions. Replacing Karim is impossible. Are those solutions going to be good enough in the long run, Robbo?
Probably not. No, that's the big problem. When they tried to play without a centre-forward against Barcelona last season, they were beaten 4-0. When we saw Benzema out the side, they weren't the same team, because they couldn't link up the play. They couldn't get it into a front player. There wasn't a combination up front. Every player that tried to play the same role as Benzema failed to a certain degree. They were much better at going into wide. Asensio, as we talked about, was better going wide. Rodrigo's better when he's playing wide. You know, but the other players that can play at centre-forward, Mariano, I don't think at the moment are good enough to play in that position and take Real Madrid forward as Benzema can.
It's no secret, obviously, the importance of Karim Benzema to this side, now becoming the second all-time top goal scorer for Real Madrid. How much love does he get in France, Frank?
Well, he's considered, I think, one of the best players in the world, if he's not the best player. I think everything's changed. When he wasn't playing with the national team and didn't have the season that he had last season, well, you know, people were saying, well, Benzema does well with Real Madrid, but he doesn't play for the national team. He's okay, but his attitude is not perfect. Now he's a king. He's the king of the world. He wins every time he plays. He wins. You know, his attitude is absolutely perfect. I saw him today. You know, at the end of the game for the trophy, he gave the trophy to Camavinga. He put him in the middle for the pitcher. I mean, he's a perfect skipper. He's a guy who's been loved by everybody. He's loved by all French people. People who love football, who love players. You know, sharing. The pleasure of playing football. He's a perfect example for the youth as well, to how to handle his life. I mean, he's 35 or 36. He had last season the best season of his work, of his life. He scored, with, if you add the goal that he scored with the national team, 50 goals last season. I mean, it's exceptional. Of course, he's going to get the Ballon d'Or. It's going to please many, many people, but me, because I don't care about it. But he does very well with the team. He does very well with Real Madrid. He scored again today. Everything's perfect with him in the world of football.
Gemma, we saw the list there, didn't we, of all-time top goal scorers? And it's kind of a definitive list of great Real Madrid players over the years. Stefano, Raul, Cristiano Ronaldo. Is Karim Benzema thought of that highly at Madrid amongst the fans?
Yes, he definitely is. Of course, Cristiano Ronaldo had that other kind of charisma, and he was probably more like in the media, and Karim Benzema always has been a little bit more shy in that aspect. But now he's the absolute hero of the fan base. He's very well respected for the youngsters in the team, as well as the veterans. So he's like the soul and the heart of this Real Madrid, and everything starts and ends with Karim Benzema. He has always been the favorite player of President Florentino Perez. He worked a lot on that signing, and even though when Cristiano Ronaldo was there, he always made sure that Karim Benzema has a special place. Now he's absolutely the leader of this team. When Cristiano Ronaldo left, they asked him to make two steps or three ahead. He did, and I mean, I think we all know that he deserved the golden ball, as Frank mentioned. But Real Madrid won what they did last season because of Karim Benzema.
Vinicius Junior kind of had his breakout season. Meanwhile, Robbo, has he got the potential? Did we see today still that he has got that momentum going for him, where he can still get better?
I'm glad you mentioned him, because I watched him very closely today, and we know he's got pace. We know he's got trickery. What I didn't realise, that he was very clever as well. And today, his movement was outstanding, because he was playing between the right wing back and the right sided centre-half of three, and he moved him all over the place. He came short to spin behind. He went long to come short. He worked so hard for his space, something that I didn't think he was particularly good at last season. But this, you know, this game, he was absolutely outstanding. He looked to be a skillful player, a quick player, and he looked to be an intelligent player. And that's the three key things you want from a footballer.
Look at that, what? 30 minutes of Real Madrid love shack. It's like I'm back on Real Madrid TV, it's fantastic.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They are the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at lectricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's lectricebikes.com. Passion, drive and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights and more. Whether you're into speed, power or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now, let's have a go at Barcelona. Gemma, we're hearing stories breaking that Frank Kessié and Christensen, who have not been registered yet, could be free to leave the club despite the fact, obviously, they were signed in the summer.
Yes, Dan, as ESPN explained earlier today, they have this release clause they put in their contract. Of course, when you join a club as a free agent, you are able to negotiate a little bit more. And when they did that, we were talking about another different Barcelona, that Barcelona that President Laporta said that they were economically in a clinical debt, something like this. And 1 month after, they were signing Lewandowski, Koundé, and absolutely everyone. So they put that release clause and they could execute it if they are not able to register them before the opening game against Rayo Vallecano. That's just a possibility. As far as we know, none of both players are willing to do that at this point. As for today, 72 hours ahead of that opening game against Rayo Vallecano. Of course, Barcelona has time until the 31st of August to register them, but they won't be able to play. And this is, as we can see, seven players, five new signings, plus Dembélé and Sergio Roberto. That count as a new signing because they didn't renew the old contract. That's such a lot. Are they going to be able to register them all? Honestly, I don't know. We're talking the same board of members that when they were elected presidents a year and a half, they had to put a bank deposit money, 126 million euros, I think it was. And they did that at 2:30 a.m. at night in an office in the street, Diagonal Street in Barcelona. So anything can happen with this board of members. They keep on telling us that they will be able to register them. They were always telling us before the game against Rayo. Now they are telling us before the end of the transfer market. So this is the end of August. Honestly, they don't want to get in that moment where they have to choose which player to register because the agents and the players, of course, are not going to be happy with that decision. But it's 72 hours. It's really tight. They took a huge risk doing that kind of gambling, selling those assets and expecting from La Liga to consider them as revenues. La Liga is not considering it like that. So it's going to be a next interesting few 72 hours we have ahead of us here in Barcelona.
The good thing is Barca have kind of learned that they're settled down now, not chasing any other players. Apart from Bernardo, this is what Bernardo Silva had to say about the possibility of leaving City. I have no idea what's going to happen. We'll see. Honestly, my relationship with the club is very honest. I've been open with them and they know what I want. Robbo, when you look at this Barcelona squad, you think, do you really need Bernardo Silva as well?
Not really, because the two young players, Gavi and Pedri, are going to be key players. Kessié, if they can register him, I think is going to be an outstanding player. De Jong doesn't look as though he's going to go anywhere just at the moment. So to have Bernardo Silva in there, I think would be an exceptional player that he is. You'd be getting more of the same. And I think Pedri and Gavi are going to be the future of Barcelona. So I wouldn't go for Bernardo Silva at the moment. But if I was Manchester United and having heard what Gemma said, maybe Kessié might be on their radar at the moment.
Just sticking to Bernardo Silva before Robbo takes us off on a tangent, Gemma. Looking at the possibility of him joining Barca, could this really happen?
They say this could be happening. They still haven't given up on that. It's a request from Xavi, from the coach. And they also say that they don't even need to sell Frenkie de Jong to replace and to bring Bernardo Silva. I think that possibility, it's a crazy one. That would be such an overbooking in the midfield. But they were considering it in case Frenkie de Jong, they were able to sell the Dutchman. They're working on that. It's a kind of a similar situation as Lewandowski. The player put a lot of pressure to Bayern, to the club. So because he really wanted another experience, he wanted to live in Barcelona for family reasons, for ending his career in another league. It's something a little bit similar with Bernardo Silva, such a talented player that he's needing for personal reasons, he wants to move, and they want to take advantage of that situation to bring a player that they consider is better, and they can make succeed with him. So they haven't given up, even though they also say they won't be bringing more players without being able to register, because it will be absolutely ridiculous. There was a full Camp Nou saying hi to Lewandowski. He scored the other day in the friendly El Gamper. If he's not able to play against Rayo, it's going to be yet another huge disappointment for the fan base, of course.
Gemma, as always, thank you very much. Just a reminder, who knows, we'll be in that starting 11 against Rayo Vallecano, but we will have it covered here on ESPN and ABC. That game will be live coverage starting at 2:30 Eastern.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/FC. Just go to Indeed.com/FC right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the podcast. Indeed.com/FC, terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Meanwhile, you look at the Premier League this weekend. Without a doubt, the big ties on Sunday, isn't it? Chelsea taking on Spurs. Chelsea have been excellent against their London rivals over recent meetings. Robbo, this is producer Mike, who's a big Spurs fan, who felt that we didn't give them enough love after their win against Southampton, and is now forcing Spurs down his neck.
Well, Spurs did okay against Southampton. They went 1-0 down, of course, and then they came back and played some excellent football. Last season, Antonio Conte was scared of Chelsea. Going back to his old club, he knew that the side couldn't play how he wanted them to play. They put in a couple of really poor performances. But you need something. I think they're going to be much better in this game against Chelsea. They played really well against Southampton, with Kulusevski at the forefront of most of the good stuff that was played down that right-hand side. Kane and Song, although didn't score, linked up quite well. This is going to be a tight game because Chelsea, I don't think we're outstanding against Everton. Good result, but not outstanding. Tight game.
Yeah, you could argue, couldn't it? Spurs, one of the best performances we saw in the opening weekend. How much do we read into that going into this time?
A lot. I think you want to catch, this is a perfect time to catch Chelsea. I think a lot of those issues, a lot of the issues we anticipated pre-season, you saw against Everton, where those goals are going to come from. Everybody expects, I think I'm right in saying Everton to struggle this season. He had to take a penalty to break the deadlock between those two. And that will continue to be the concern around Chelsea, particularly now early on in the season before the transfer window closes, how they address that lack of goals. At the same time, the expectation around Spurs is high. And I think feeling...
Rightly so.
And I think that dressing room feels that way as well, that this is a team trending very much in the right direction. And this, given the is a huge game, a huge result to get, that I think sets the mood for what's to come for Chelsea. This is a real test for them, that they know if they pass, they know if they get 3 points, there's a real belief that not just top four, but third place is certainly in the offing.
Frank, do you think like Spurs, despite it only being really one game, have kind of got that swagger about them at the moment?
Well, you know, what we know is if they win against Chelsea, a statement would be made that they can win something or can even maybe reach the third place at least. And that's crazy, because after the second day, you can make a statement for Chelsea saying, you know, well, you know, they're going to suffer, they're going to struggle this season. And Tottenham is definitely not the same team that we saw lately. But that's for sure not the same team. I think Chelsea will have to be very, very good. They want to have a chance to beat Tottenham, because I think Tottenham is a much better team, much better squad than last season. That's for sure. Mentally, technically, physically, Conte make sure that they're up for a fantastic season. So Chelsea will have to do well. On the other hand, historically talking, Chelsea has always been the black cat of the Spurs. You know, I remember at my time, I was told that Tottenham didn't win for 20 years against Chelsea. And so that's the thing that you bring over the years, over the decades, and it stays up into your head before a game. Chelsea doesn't lose quite often against Tottenham. Will it be the same story this season? I don't know. But Chelsea would have to give a lot better than the last game if they want to win against Spurs.
That's interesting, Frank, because it's a completely different side 20 years ago or whatever it may be. Surely that shouldn't affect the dressing room or the team now.
It does, and it does. And Xhaka can confirm, and Robbo as well, that, you know, you can say, yeah, it's not the same squad, it's not even the same fans, and it's not even the same stadium. But when you have a black cat, you have a black cat. And I remember playing against some team that I never won against. That was what it was. And they weren't the same players. But when you have that history against Chelsea and Tottenham, for sure, even in the dressing room, people will say, well, the coach won't say, but the press will say them, the media will say to them, the fans will put the pressure. And that's what it is. It works like that, and you cannot avoid it. And I don't say that it's going to happen, but I think if I'm on the Chelsea side, I will be confident that I can win against Spurs, because it happened so many times.
Robbo, you were saying Frank is mentally weak thinking that.
As you know, Frank, I would never say that about you, Frank. Dan's trying to stir it as always. The one person that I think may be fearful is Antonio Conte. It all depends how he sets his team up. Last season against Chelsea, he was frightened of the games and he made them play defensive football, try and play on the counter-attack. It didn't work for them. He's got to know now that they're a much better side. He's trying to get out the things that he got out of his old Chelsea team, as he got out of Inter Milan, as he got out of Juventus. Now's the time to take the game by the scruff of the neck and go and win at Chelsea.
Should I ask you which teams you didn't like playing against, or is it easier to ask you which ones you liked playing against?
I can't say that they were clubs like that for me specifically, but the point that Frank is well taken, and it absolutely does ring true. The other side of that same coin is, we spoke about Real Madrid and how they fare, in particularly in the Champions League. It's about a club mentality. The fans know it. The fans understand it. The players also buy into that. That's the positive side. What Frank is speaking about, again, is the other side of that very same coin. The fans know the history to it, and they bring that energy, and it feeds into the players. So even though it's a totally different... We have a totally different club almost from 20 years ago. That atmosphere just kind of hangs over you.
You look at their team, and everyone, we've discussed it a lot, of course, going into the start of a new season. Is this a big question mark, Frank, as to where the goals are going to come from? Chelsea being linked, apparently, to Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang to come in and play in that number 9 role. Is that something that you think they should push hard to get done?
Well, I don't know what Aubameyang's spirit will be. He's definitely a a good striker, and he showed it in any club that he played for: Saint-Etienne, Dortmund, Arsenal. But he's getting old. But you know, when we see and I will never compare, of course. But when we see what Benzema can do, Lewandowski can do, and Ronaldo can do, you know, hopefully, you know, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang can do too. Chelsea needs somebody to score goals. I thought, you know, they will go for Ronaldo. I thought, and we talked about that, they would go because, in many aspects, it will bring something different to Chelsea. But they definitely need somebody to score goals because that's where they were lacking last season and the year before. And that's where the weakest link is at Chelsea, because everywhere else, it's fine. But the front line, they need somebody to score 20, 25, 30 goals a season, because all the other clubs do that. And it's a plus, definitely a plus.
Robbo?
Absolutely. They're weak in that department. You know, if you're playing Sterling up front, you know, he's a player that's got plenty of pace. He can play little one-twos, but he's not a great finisher. And his goal record over the years hasn't been particularly good. You know, he's done well from wide areas in a top-class side. I can't see him being the centre-forward. Chelsea, if they want to challenge for the title, need to get a centre-forward. Aubameyang, he might give you 6 or 7 good games out of about 20, but that's about it.
What's your prediction, Robbo, for this game on Sunday?
I'm going to go for, hopefully, for a Spurs 2-1 victory. I love Antonio Conte, as I've said. I think he's a top-class manager. I just think he's got to be brave. And if he's brave, I think Spurs will win the game 2-1.
Wow. Robert going against Chelsea, Frank.
Yeah, well, he can do whatever he wants. He tried to defend me in one way against you. You know, I can allow him to say something else, you know, about the result. Even if I think it's wrong, because I don't see Chelsea conceding 2 goals at Stamford Bridge. So, at the worst, I see a draw. Otherwise, of course, the Blues will win.
Spurs win 2-1. I'm with Robbo.
Wow. There we go. Meanwhile, it was confirmed today, Timo Werner has gone back to Leipzig. Robbo, why didn't it work at Chelsea?
I think he lost his confidence. He didn't start the season, his first season, particularly well. All the things that made him a top-class player at Leipzig, making those runs in behind, using his pace, playing almost through an inside left position, it just didn't happen for him, whether they didn't understand what he was trying to do. And sometimes when you go to a big club and you're just another player, you just get lost. And that's what happened to Timo Werner. He got lost, then lost his confidence completely. He lost that little bit of pace, because that's what happens when you lose your confidence. And it didn't work out for him. I think he's done the right thing by leaving them and going back to Leipzig.
Thank you very much, guys. Stay with us, of course. They'll be back for extra time later on in the show. And just a reminder, the latest edition of the Gab and Jules podcast will drop tomorrow. Gab is on holiday. That's Jules' reaction. That timed out pretty well. Jules will be in the big boy chair. And as is tradition, a new season means a new ball. La Liga have sent us this. Now, they say, Shaq, it's in some sort of special packaging.
Oh.
Can you try and work out what it is? Keeper.
It's some eggs. It's eggshells, Dan. It's a new ball.
There you go. What did you used to do? Where did you move out the way?
Well, I... You didn't tell me I was supposed to catch it.
When someone throws you something, you catch it. That is it. No. We are done. Thank you very much. La Liga, of course, almost upon us as it kicks off on Friday. See? Catch the ball. Be sure to stay tuned. We'll be going back to the desk as extra time is next. Quick, run. here we are. Back at the desk. Seamless.
Sun was in my eyes, Dan. The swirling wind, Dan.
Seamless.
That's what happened.
Stuart Robson and Frank LaBeouf are with us. What did you make of that, Robbo?
I've got no idea what was going on whatsoever.
It's a bad throw, Robbo. It's a bad throw.
That reminds me of Shaka in his heyday. Just lets it go.
Moving out of the way.
Yeah.
Look at that. That is some top-class acting as well, Frank. I'll tell you what. Oscar nominated, I reckon.
If you have any spare roles in your next movie, Frank,
yes,
we're available.
Yeah, I don't know. You know that. I was wondering who cleaned that after.
We
None
did.
Of you, I'm sure.
No, we did.
Yes, we did.
No, we cleaned.
No,
we did. because we were discussing what the best...
Okay, cool.
I was trying to build it back.
Yeah, he was. We were concerned that if I threw it for Shaka to kick it... I don't know, Robert. I don't know if that could have ended well.
I went for the volley, no. Robert. I thought the volley was what was needed most.
I've seen Shaka try and volley it when he was a goalkeeper. No.
It could have been worse than my catch, surely.
I was worried about a fragment hit my face. I'll protect the face. If reports are true that some of the players that signed for Barca in the summer can leave for free if they're not registered in time for the first league game, we discussed obviously this, Kessie and Christensen. What would you advise them to do if you were their agent, Frank?
Wow, it's complicated because now most clubs, you know, they already bought the players that they wanted. So I guess the player, when he signed for a club, is really happy to do so. So he's going to fight until the end and until the last day or the last days to stay and stick to his decision. So I would be his agent. I would talk to him and say, do you want to stay? Because we have 72 hours to make sure. Is that correct? To make sure that we can stick to your decision. But if you want to leave, I have a hard work to do, but it's not in our hands. So It's really up to you, because there is nothing you can do. It's not up to the players, not up to the agent. It's only up to a club who is in so much in debt. That's really, for me, I was listening to the segment that you made about that. It's a real farce. You know, that the club who has the most debt in the world is able to buy the most players on earth. That's crazy.
Robert, you were saying during the show, if you were Manchester United, you would try and get into Kessie's ear and get into Old Trafford.
Absolutely. If you're going as a player and you're signing for Barcelona, you want to be playing the very first game of the season, or certainly be in contention for it. So if it doesn't happen and he's not registered, you think, well, what's going on? I want to be playing football. I want to show everybody how good I am. And Manchester United are struggling in midfield. Kessie is an excellent midfield player, and he would be the ideal player to take over from the likes of Fred and McTominay. So if I was Manchester United, Ten Hag, or whoever does the signings, I'd be into Kessie's ear straight away.
Barcelona, Manchester?
But, I mean, the issue still remains about Champions League football for some of these players and why a lot of them chose other clubs over Manchester United. But Rob was right. If at this point it looks up in the air, if you're Manchester United, you have to get in early, because for argument's sake, let's say Chelsea, I'm just using Chelsea as an example here, of course, let's say Chelsea losing their next two games.
Right.
And all of a sudden, there's a week before the close of the transfer window, and these players are available, and now you're having to make a decision between Chelsea and Manchester United. I fear that many of those players will choose Chelsea again before over Manchester United for the same exact reasons. But it's, to Frank's point, it's such a weird situation to be in, because you go to a club because you believe in selling. Whatever it is that entailed, you believe in what they're selling. And now all of a sudden, you have to face a decision about leaving that club without ever even pulling on the shirt. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Shaka, with De Gea's struggles playing the ball out from the back, should United consider getting a goalie who's better with his feet?
United's problem is not David De Gea.
No, that is 11th on the list of players.
Listen, if you want to talk about bringing players in at Manchester United and players that fix those problems, a ball-playing goalkeeper is not at all high on the list.
Robbo, who do you think is winning Serie A this year?
I'm going to go for Inter this year. I think they'll be slightly better. I know I've said it before, but Lukaku was brilliant at Inter last time round. He didn't play well for Chelsea, of course, but back at Inter, if he can form a good partnership again, I think Inter have got every chance of winning the title.
For Frank, if the injury to Pogba keeps him out of the French team for the World Cup, who do you think can step into that role in the midfield for France?
Well, I guess Tchouaméni is already in the right spot, you know, to step up. You have also Camavinga, who can play in that position. You have so many talented players in midfield. I'm not really concerned about the fact that if Pogba is not able to play during the World Cup, that we have a problem, you know, an issue in the middle of the park. I have no concern whatsoever. So we have so many talented players that I'm very confident about that.
There you are, Frank's trademark humility shining through once again. I've sent this question 10,012 times.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully it gets seen. Start, drop and bench these Premier League legends. Schmeichel, check, Van der Sar.
Start, bench and sell.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody, you know who I'm starting.
You love Schmeichel.
I love Schmeichel. I maintain best Premier League goalkeeper ever.
Right.
So he starts. And then the other two are Van der Sar and Cech.
Mm-hmm.
I will bench Petr Cech because he's got my jersey in
his. He gets
a lot of love for that.
Yes.
And that leaves me selling Edward Van der Sar.
Right.
Which is a really strange sentence to see.
Right.
Sell Van der Sar. It just doesn't even sound right. But somebody's got to be sold. And he doesn't have my shirt.
No, well, maybe he does.
Well, saying that, when I met Van der Sar down in New York.
Yes.
And they had me sign this dummy contract. Remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. He was over as director of football for Ajax. I'll send you the photo.
I don't think that's a real thing that actually happened. You signed a dummy contract with Ajax, with Van der Sar.
Real in my mind.
They thought they'd signed a dummy.
Somebody pull the plug on Robbo's camera.
Who are you going for, Robbo? Schmeichel, Cech, Van der Sar?
Why would I argue with Xhaka? At their best, Schmeichel was the best. Then Petr Cech, and then probably Van der Sar. But Schmeichel was magnificent.
Final question. Dr. Hyslop, as the mayor of Newcastle, if Newcastle qualifies for Champions League or even better, wins the league this season, do the city have any budget for celebrations or is that coming out of the mayor's pocket?
Let me say, if Newcastle win the league, I'm not sure any kind of budget for what's to come.
That would be a big party.
Yes, I may have to phone in sick if Newcastle win the league.
So obviously, Shaka's got a doctorate, honorary doctorate, because of your charity work.
Yes.
You're going to be a sir at some stage in your life, inevitably, Shank.
In my household at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Frank, in France, what is kind of bestowed to you to honour your achievements? Like, do you have a sir or a dame kind of equivalent, and have you been given it?
Like a sir, like if I was a sir, is that your question?
Yes.
I'm a knight. After the 98 and after 2018, we'd been named Knights of the Republic.
Ooh.
So it doesn't exist, the sir. You don't have to call me sir, but we are Knights of the Republic. So we have a nice medal, silverware, and this is why sometimes you see on my suit the red stuff that I have. It's to show that.
Wow.
And for example, Didier Deschamps, because he won the World Cup on top of it in 2018, like as a coach, he became an officer, which is on top of the Knight of the Republic. Yeah.
So what do the knights get to do?
Yes.
What do you get to do, Frank, as a knight?
The only thing that I know is that I will never be a homeless in my life because I'm going to get 30 euros per year because of that. So
30 euros a year?
Don't spend it all at once, Frank.
I have nothing to do.
I'm already a sir, Dan, as you well know.
Robbo.
I was made a sir by my parents. Because my middle name is Ian.
Yes, so Stuart Ian Robson. That would set the tone. As to how he relates to everyone. That is it. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, Knight of the Republic. Doctor, look at all this.
I like that knight thing.
You've already got a doctor, Shannon.
When you woke up with that. That was a bad throw.
What do you mean?
It was just a bad throw.
You could at least like juggled it or made it a bit more spectacular.
I lost it in the lights. Studio lights were right in my eyes, Dan.
Yeah, there we go. Beautiful. That is the new La Liga ball for the new season, which of course kicks off this weekend here on ESPN+. We'll be continuing to look ahead to the opening matches of the campaign on the next edition of the show, so be sure to join us.
You have another ball?
There's no more balls. You broke that one.